ABC Radio Australia.
Australia and Solomon Islands have made little progress on a $190 million package to expand the Pacific Nation's police force. And the high-profile initiative was announced more than a year ago. But Solomon's Prime Minister, Jeremiah Manele, says the two countries still haven't signed a pact to implement the deal. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts has been following this story. He joins us now from Canberra. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Aggie.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Just for, you know, some of our listeners, Stephen, could you just remind us of the history here? Like, when was this assistance announced?
Yeah, this was in December last year. In fact, on the 20th of December, just before Christmas, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, put out a statement with Jeremiah Manele, the Prime Minister of Solomon Islands, saying that Australia would plough around $190 million into the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force and set up a new police training centre in Honiara as part of a package to bolster the RSIPF. Now, the main thing Australia seemed to be committing to was money to help expand the size of the RSIPF. For Solomon Islands has said for a while now that it wants a larger police force. It is, to be fair, you know, the RSIPF too small for the size of Solomon Islands, particularly given its geographic distribution. And Mr. Manele had spoken in the months before the announcement about perhaps doubling or even tripling the number of officers in the RSIPF. And Mr. Albanese's announcement seemed to go to that, basically saying, look, we'll give you the money that you need to expand your numbers, although they didn't specifically say double, and also to provide you with the capabilities that you need. And one of the things that was at the top of the list was this police training centre that they were going to establish in Solomon Islands. Mm. So it was done with a bit of hoopla. Worth noting, Mr. Manele wasn't standing next to Mr. Albanese when this was done. This was a statement put out by both leaders, but it was only announced by Mr. Albanese in the courtyard, the Prime Minister's courtyard in Parliament House. So that was the announcement. It was a while ago now, almost 12 months.
Well, then, so, you know, as we said, there seems to be little or no progress, but has anything actually happened since then?
Yeah, a little bit has happened. The two prime ministers met in September this year when all leaders gathered in Honiara for the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting. And they discussed the package then, and they also announced, or Australia also said, that the two men had announced that there had been an agreement made on essentially a design process for the police academy, as they're calling it now. So no actual sods, as far as I can turn, has been turned, but there is some sort of movement on the design of that building. We don't know yet exactly when it will actually begin physical construction, or at least no public information I can find that points to when that might happen. But there does seem to be some sort of design work underway. But as far as the ABC can tell, that's about it. Mm. Nothing more has happened. And there hasn't been any progress, as far as we can tell, on this process of expanding the numbers of their RSIPF. And it's also worth noting that at this stage, Australia and Solomon Islands are also yet to sign an MOU on the governance and implementation of this package. Mm. Now, this first obviously became bogged down back in earlier this year, perhaps around the beginning of this year, in the wake of the announcement in March. Mr. Manele made a slightly cryptic reference to a couple of, quote, differences between Australia and Solomon Islands, which prevented that agreement being signed. Last week, when he spoke to the ABC, he said that agreement still, in fact, had not been signed, saying a little bit vaguely that officials would revisit the issue, but not really giving us a timeline for when that might happen, and suggesting that the differences were still there, saying that it was because of the, quote, language in the agreement. Now, exactly what those differences are is not 100% clear. Back in March, Solomon Islands official told the ABC that Australia was trying to use this agreement to effectively block China from expanding or maintaining its policing programs in Solomon Islands. So perhaps the disagreement comes down to some of the language that might be in that broader MOU that Solomon Islands feels is a bit exclusionary. Australia, for its part, I mean, it would be no surprise if it was seeking, you know, guarantees like that. We've seen Australia sign a number of agreements, as you know, Aggie, with countries throughout the region which are explicitly designed to bolster Pacific policing cooperation and bolster Australian support, while simultaneously seeking to effectively either limit or lock out China as a security player in the Pacific.
And that's the thing. You've said, you know, one of the differences or even one of the reasons for the delay is the language in the agreement. But do you think then, Stephen, was it premature in Albanese having to announce the assistance?
Well, it definitely looks premature now because little has happened. But, you know, I guess, to be fair, that they wouldn't have known that in December last year, and I'm sure both sides would have felt pretty confident in December last year they'd be able to find a way forward. I think it's also worth pointing out the differences or the delay is probably not just down to the difficulties around the language in this agreement and the fact that Australia's seemingly pushing ahead with this police academy despite the agreement not being signed shows that there's probably quite a bit of flexibility in Australia's approach, and it's probably still willing to push ahead with individual programs. Another problem might be the fact that Solomon Islands is yet to work out exactly what it wants to do with this money. So you might remember back earlier this year, Solomon Islands unveiled a new national security strategy. In the wake of that, Jeremiah Manele said that Solomon Islands felt that perhaps that $190 million wouldn't go far enough to cover all of Solomon Islands' security needs. At the same time, Pat Conroy, the Minister for the Pacific in Australia, said there was a pretty live debate inside Solomon Islands about whether that money would better be spent on expanding the numbers of police in the Solomon Islands police force, or whether it might instead be better be spent expanding things like infrastructure for police in the outer provinces. Mr. Manele has made a few references to that disagreement internally as well. So it doesn't seem to be entirely about this disagreement over the agreement, although I think that's part of it. There does seem to also be a live question or a live debate within the government of Solomon Islands as it tries to work out exactly what its key priorities are and how this money might best be spent. And the statement, brief as it is, issued by the Australian side in response to the ABC's questions seems to gesture towards that. It makes a reference to the fact that Australia is very happy to support the, quote, evolving security priorities of Solomon Islands.
Interesting. Again, yeah, you briefly just touched on the fact of this possibly could open up space, right, for China to further enhance its security partnership with Australia. I mean, yeah, what is likely to happen now?
Well, we don't know. Obviously, one of the reasons Australia wants to push ahead with this is because it wants to stop or effectively cap Chinese cooperation with the Solomon Islands in this space. Basically, the point Australia has always made to Solomons is, look, we don't see China as a proper security partner. You know, Pacific leaders have said security solutions should be Pacific-led. If there's any gap in any of your training or any of your police force capabilities, please come to us first and we will help. And this is exactly what this deal is meant to be about. But in the end, if there isn't the willingness in Solomon Islands to press ahead with this, either because of sensitivities around China or perceptions that Australia is trying to lock out China, or because of internal disagreements about the best way forward, then there's only so much the Australian, you know, government can do. I mean, the Prime Minister's answer to the ABC on this seems to suggest that there will be some sort of attempt to revivify negotiations on this and to try and find a way forward. He made a reference to pressing ahead with individual projects, even in the absence of an agreement. So perhaps we'll see more announcements like the Police Academy, with Australia still putting out all or some of this money over the coming years. But yeah, we're 3 years into what was meant to be a four-year implementation package. And as I say, because of all of this, there's been little to show for it so far.